Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we're now joined by, as I mentioned during Trending Now, Big Poppy David Ortiz. David, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
You're doing good. You're looking good.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying.
Man, you're a TV guy now.
Hey, well, you know. You already know. You know how that works.
I wanted you to get... I forget. What was that last call, I think, when the Red Sox beat the Yankees? When the game...
Yankees lost.
I love that thing. Caravage going nuts with it, though. But you had a lot of fun on this thing, especially with Alex. You guys going back and forth in the postseason.
Yeah, man. You know, me and Alex, you know, we go way back and... being there, and he helped me a lot with the information and the things. You know, he's on TV more than what I do, and we feed each other with information and stuff like that. And it's fun, man. And sometimes it even feel like we are on the field doing our thing, you know, because I remember just going into the playoff and seeing the rival, how it went down during the regular season. I mean, the Yankees have a good season. They won 100 games. So when you win 100 games during the regular season, you killed it, you know. But having the team that we have and going beyond, I can't remember when was the last time two teams won 100 games in the same division.
I don't know.
I can't even
remember.
I'm
sure we were talking about it back in October, but I don't remember what the stat was.
Yeah, it was crazy. So... that was when everything began, you know. That was when the back and forth with me and Alex started, and we was pushing hard for each ball club, and me being part of the organization, I still working with the Red Sox and doing things during the regular season and giving feedback to a lot of my boys, you know, coming to spring training. It's something that seeing what happened last year, it made me so happy because it make you feel like you are on the field with those guys, because most of those kids, Mookie, Bogart, JBJ, a lot of those guys, even David Price when he first came in, we feed each other with information. We won process everything together, you know, and going into the clubhouse and spring training for the 2018 season. The feeling that I had was the good chemistry, the team being together. Alex Cora, I mean, doing what he's doing with those guys. Like, I talk to my boys pretty much every other day, you know, and the feedback that you get from all the players is like, man,
we love
Alex. We love what he do, the way he handled business with us. It's something that it gets no better. And those are the things that make you win ball games. Those are the things that make you win championship, you know. And I'm so happy and proud of those guys. And man, I'm telling you, you walk around and you see these kids, and it seems like it's not going to stop. That train going to continue moving forward. Mm-hmm.
Why did you think Alex Cora would be a good manager? Back in the day, back a few years ago when you played with him.
Alex, he was like this guy right here. And let me tell you why you guys have similarities in between as what you guys did as a player. I saw you when you wasn't playing, mm-hmm. paying attention to details that not many players pay attention to. That's how you start building up the being manager part of it without sometimes even knowing it. Because when you're playing, you're not thinking about being a manager or being a coach. You're playing. You are in it. I saw exactly the same thing coming from Alex. When we were teammates, I remember Alex used to feed me and Manny with information, and I'm pretty sure we a lot of the rest of the team, things that he used to see that goes beyond what player normally see. I remember Ali used to come to me and be like, hey, this guy He's doing this with his glove when he's going to throw a slider. I mean, those little things, not too many guys can see that. Oh, he giving the steal sign. Now, that was Alex while he was playing. So I saw him doing that, and I was like, man, this guy, Alex, his baseball, the way he knows baseball, it just different, you know? And I think he came in at the right time because baseball is different now than when we play. You know, you have the youth taking over the game. You have everybody being 18, 19, 20. Those guys, they get to grow up into the organization different than our days. You know, and you need to have somebody that know how to keep up with them so they come in every day and try their best and give everything they have. I mean, Alex is that guy. Alex is the guy that you want to come to the field every day as a player. Even the groundskeeper guy, they want to make sure that field is good to go because of Alex. Alex bring the smile, make everybody feel comfortable around him. All the players love him. And you see the result. First year manager, boom, winning a World Series. You don't get no better than that.
So for years, it was always you and Manny, right? Best 3-4 combo in all of baseball. Did you ever think you'd see a right-handed hitter in a Red Sox uniform resemble Manny as much as J.D. Martinez did this past year?
To be honest with you, when I saw J.D., I came to spring training last year right about when he joined the team. When he finished the contract situation and everything, I got to spring training, I would say, a day or two after he joined the club. And when I watched JD hitting batting practice, it was one of the most impressive things that I have ever seen. And let me tell you why. They hitting on the backfield at JetBlue Park where the wind is just blowing in. And this guy was hitting ball opposite field like he was a left-handed power hitting ball that way. Pay attention to this. People will believe that the hitter that can be successful at Fenway is the one that pulled every single ball over the Green Monster. The reason why Manny Ramirez was so successful is because Manny drive the ball opposite field with power. That's J.D. Martinez. J.D., I was watching him hitting ball over and over and over and over. Opposite field, over and over and over. And I'm like, we're just walking into the perfect situation because of it.
There was no way to pitch to a right-handed hitter like that at Fenway.
Exactly.
The fastball at a half, he'll launch over the bullpen. So you come in, you got the Green Monster.
Exactly.
And I remember when they signed him saying, the fact this guy's got so much power in the opposite field, I don't know how you pitch to him. At Fenway Park.
There you go.
I mean,
he don't try to pull the ball. He stayed through the ball better than anybody I have seen. I see guy like Miguel Cabrera, Manny, Albert Pujol, guys that stay through the ball. They wait for the ball into the last second. J.D. Martinez is one other guy. That's why you see that his number just do nothing but get better and better and better because he had the game plan. I had some feedback from the guys. Talking about his approach during the regular season, during the playoff. This guy is a beast. This guy is a monster. This is a guy that you want to have in your ball club. And, matter of fact, I say this. If we would have a guy like J.D. Martinez in the lineup for the 2017 season, we probably would have won World Series back-to-back because that was what we were missing on that lineup. Mm-hmm. If you see the guys, the same lineup that played in 2017 was exactly the same lineup with a different of Hanley that played in the 2017 season. And the numbers went up in the 18 season, went down in the 2017 season. But then you go to the back, you go back to my last year playing, those numbers stuck up because you need that center of attention on the line that take pressure out of the rest of the squad.
Are there many guys around Major League Baseball who can hit like J.D. Martinez, who can do the things that he does when you talk about going the opposite way with power?
Very few. Not many. You're talking about Mike Trout. You're talking about Miguel Cabrera when he's healthy. There's not many, though. That is, listen, when you do that, there's a base of a trust that you need to have, that you know that when you go that way, you don't have to worry about. There's not that many guys that can be consistently that strong or being consistent about, okay, the inside part of the play is yours. The outer third is mine. Not too many hitters normally do that. And let me tell you, if you think about it, you watch the way the guys pitch, the guys throw harder now, but they like to stay away from hitters because they can really control the inside part of the play. So J.D. Martinez is the perfect combo for that.
So in 2017, your first year out, I always joked around that David Ortiz is still the best hitter in his team. He's just down in the Dominican right now. He ain't playing. You have any regrets retiring when you did? Like retiring after the year that you had?
No, not at all. I was happy. I played for so long, and these fans, man, they deserve the best. And me, physically, I was in so much pain. My feet, they were just like killing me, and I couldn't do it no more. I can just be like, okay, I'm gonna play, and then not play. I don't know if you know what I mean. So that's why the situation that I was going through with my Achilles was getting worse and worse and worse, and I couldn't just play for playing again this in front of this crowd. Like, we had the best crowd, the best fan in baseball. Like, these people suffer when we are not doing well, so I respect that, and I know that I got out of the game on top, but I want to give them more because they deserve it. And I know my injury wasn't going to allow me to, so that's why I got ready to retire. But look at me now, man. I can dance now and everything.
You're looking good, huh?
See? I have no pain now.
I'm feeling good. So wait a minute. We got J.D. Martinez. We got Mookie Betts. We got David Ortiz.
Left-handed
boom,
power.
Boom, boom, boom. Right in the lineup
power
now.
I'll be
watching.
So for you, it was health. It was an Achilles, because I don't know if you realize this or not, but a big discussion in this town is happens to be the football player there, that guy Tom Brady, who wants to play till he's 45 years old. So you retired on top of your game. Maybe a lot of it was the health and just a realization. Take me through what's going through, like, the greatest quarterback of all time, wanting to play and walking away on top of the game. Because we're trying to figure that out. You might have a better perspective of, like, what that mindset is more than anybody.
I'm going to give a call to Tom, and I'll be like, bro, don't go anywhere because you don't have no pain. I mean, who is not ready? Somebody raise your hand if you're not ready to watch Tom Brady on Sunday.
Everybody's ready to
Everybody
go.
Always expecting Tom Brady on Sunday during their football season. So I'm so excited. The way the Patriots are doing, I can't wait for tomorrow game, because let me tell you what's going to happen. After we win tomorrow, it's over. I'm telling you right now. We beat Kansas City at home, at their place.
Yep.
It's over, because Kansas City, to me, that's the team to beat.
So they win, that's it. They're going to win the Super Bowl. And Tom Brady plays for another 10 years.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. I don't know if I can get used to watch the Patriot play without Brady.
None of us
quarterback.
Can. I don't even think about it.
Picture that. Yeah. I mean, think about it. Patriots without Tom Brady. How? It's a little confusing.
You know, it doesn't sound right.
It doesn't sound right, right?
You guys talk at all?
Oh, yeah.
You ever talk about retirement? Did he ever ask you, you know, when it's over, you can't get it back? Did he ever talk about that?
He never asked me that question. But if he will, I'll be like, man, shut the hell up. You got many years ago still.
Could you ever have envisioned yourself, if you were healthy, playing until 43, 44? Or?
What people don't realize is that an athlete that played 20, 25 years, your career still short, because people career, like doctor career, lawyer, what you guys do, you guys can do it in two.
Look at Joe Castiggs.
There you go.
He's like 160.
So, I mean, it sounds like, and I mean, it's a lot, but I'm 43 years old right now. You know what I'm saying? And I don't play baseball no more. And that was my life. That was everything I know. So, guys, athletes, when you are healthy and you can give the fans what they expect from you, play into whatever you feel like. The longest you do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? Tom Brady, are you kidding me? Who? Look at this guy. He's like the wine. He get better and better and better. So, I wouldn't mind watching him play for another 10 years.
That's because of all the easy rules for quarterbacks in the NFL.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. It's just getting better to protect him. Right. You know what I'm saying? And let's keep one thing in mind. This guy take care of himself better than anybody I have ever seen. The way this guy eat, the way he get prepared, the way he physically take care of himself and mental. I mean, you don't. I mean, athletes are walking into it nowadays. This is not gonna surprise me if I see a quarterback playing. How many seasons he had?
Well, 18, right?
18. I won't be surprised if I see a quarterback playing 25. I was with Doug Flutie the other day. We were just talking about it. Doug Flutie played over 20 some seasons. Mm. You know, and he's not a big guy. You know what I'm saying? So,
hey, last one for me. So I do this show with this football guy, right? He won a couple Super Bowls. I always tell him that by far baseball is the most mentally difficult sport to play. He fights me on it because he thinks football, they're a bunch of sissies. But mentally, would you agree that baseball 162?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Let me tell you why.
Tell him why.
Yeah. The problem is that we play so many games. You have to follow the same routine for so many weeks, so many months. Like baseball, the baseball player have probably 5 weeks off during the year. If you think about it, like, okay, the guys are on vacation right now, but that's not a vacation. Everybody's going at it to be ready for spring training. Like, you don't show up in spring training nowadays to get ready.
You're not like Yaz putting down the cigarettes and then starting to run laps.
Those days are over a long time ago. Like, right now, you got to show up in spring training ready to go. I mean, if you look at the schedule, a week later after you show up in spring training, you're already playing.
Playing games.
You're playing games. And then it's like, okay, you have another week to get your timing down. Now your body. Your body is good to go. Your timing, yes, it takes a minute to get your timing. So, guys, nowadays, like, I saw JBJ training on Christmas Day. Yes. There's a video everywhere.
Take a day off, son.
No. The guys are not playing game right now. The guys are getting ready. So, you have to play. That's one thing that stress you out, getting ready for the season. And then you have the season, which is long, very long. Your body get beat up mentally. When you have those downsides during the regular season, that beats you up so bad. It starts playing with your mind, and then it goes down into your body. Because, let me tell you, it doesn't matter how tough you are up here. If you physically, you're not ready to go, your body not going to get those sickness. So, you get all the heating while you play, but you play, and I'm not disrespecting what the football, I mean, every sport.
No, it's okay.
At the pro level, at the professional level, demand a lot of a good work ethic, you know, a lot of dedication and professionalism. But baseball, I think what kills you in baseball is how long the season is.
Every day.
You play over 200 games, if you think about it. Over 200 games.
And you're at
games.
The damn ballpark for, what, 12 hours during that time?
Listen, my last 10 years playing, I was getting to the field by noon. And every day. So you're spending 12 hours when the game is only 3 at the field.
So you really should feel bad for the trainers going to work in those for about 2 hours, man.
Boy, you had no idea.
Hey, before I know you got to get out of here, but real quickly, you were named spokesperson for Foxwoods.
Yeah,
today. Congratulations on
Thank
that.
Thank you.
What's that all about?
Well, you know, I've been coming to Foxwoods for so long, and the Foxwoods family, you know, the connection through the Red Sox. I'm a guy that I've been my family here. There's so many choices. There's so many good things to do around here. It's not only the gambling thing. You can do so many things with your family. And they approached me so we can continue motivating people to come to Foxwood. And I'm more than happy to be part of the family.
Good. So if you're sitting down at a blackjack table and you look to your right, you see a guy
who
looks like David Ortiz, it might be him. David, thanks so much. Appreciate you coming by. Thank you for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.